Thank you. Mike and Kim Burge along with you with today's Good Stuff program on your local radio station. I want to remind you about Days of 76 in Deadwood. It's the 101st Days of 76 in Deadwood, running Sunday through Saturday, July 23rd through the 29th. The 19 times Pro Rodeo of the Year, steer roping July 23rd, rodeo performances July 26th through the 29th, parades Friday afternoon and Saturday morning, Days of 76 in Deadwood. That's July 23rd through the 29th, coming right up. Go online for tickets at daysof76.com.
Tri-State Livestock News. They've established a strong reputation as a leading publication within the livestock industry. Much of the growth and success of Tri-State Livestock News is due to the long-term support of the stockman and agribusiness customer base. And of course, those customers stay loyal because it's Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
Yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota is open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 5. They've named their South Room. It's Yesterday's South 40. Same room, great craft items, antiques, and collectibles.
And Home on the Range, Champions Ride. It is the 67th annual PRCA Champions Ride Saddle Bronc Match. It's coming up Saturday, August 5th at Home on the Range's Sentinel Butte, North Dakota. PRCA Cowboys compete for a title on the world's best bucking horses. The Champions Ride, August 5th at Home on the Range. That's exit 7 on I-94 east of Beach, North Dakota. Gates open at 10 o'clock, grand entry 12:30, all mountain time. More info, go to hotrnd.com. All proceeds go to Home on the Range to help the children living there.
I have something that I don't know the author on, and unfortunately that happens a lot. We like to have the author if we can find it somewhere, so if you send something to us, please include the author so we can give credit. But it's called Untie the Ribbons, which is, I thought, an interesting title.
That is. I agree.
A friend of mine opened his wife's underwear drawer and picked up a silk paper-wrapped package. This, he said, isn't any ordinary package. He unwrapped the box and stared at both the silk paper and the box. She got this the first time we went to New York, 8 or 9 years ago. She's never put it on, was saving it for a special occasion. Well, I guess this is it. He got near the bed and placed the gift box next to the other clothing that he was taking to the funeral house. His wife had just died. He turned to me and said, "Never save something for a special occasion. Every day in your life is a special occasion." I still think those words changed my life. Now, I read more and clean less. I sit on the porch without worrying about anything. I spend more time with my family and less at work. I understood that life should be a source of experience to be lived up to, not survived through. I no longer keep anything. I use crystal glasses every day. I wear new clothes to go to the supermarket if I feel like it. I don't save my special cologne for special occasions. I use it whenever I want to. The words someday and one day are fading away from my dictionary. If it's worth seeing, listening, or doing, I want to see, listen, or do it now. I don't know what my friend's wife would have done if she knew that she wouldn't be there the next morning. This nobody can tell. I think she might have called her relatives and closest friends. She might call old friends to make peace over past quarrels. I'd like to think that she would go out for Chinese, her favorite food. It's these small things that I would regret not doing if I knew my time had come. Each day, each hour, each minute is special. So, live for today, for tomorrow is promised to no one. Untie the ribbons, and I thought that was kind of a neat perspective on life there.
I think it is, and I think at any age we can take advantage of that whole philosophy. I remember that. Well, it makes me think of the candles that I never burn because they're so pretty.
Yes, and then they sit there forever.
Yep, and the crocheted tablecloths my grandma made that
you
I
never
keep
use
in the,
because they're too pretty.
They're too pretty, that's right. Mike, you want to share some miscellaneous information as we wrap up the good stuff today?
We sure can.
Okay, I got one for you. You can survive without eating for weeks, but you will only live 11 days without sleeping.
And only a couple of days without water.
That's right. It's a very short amount of time for water.
People who laugh a lot are healthier than those who don't.
That's a proven fact, and I like that fact.
One more of those.
Laziness and inactivity kills just as many people as smoking.
Really?
Yep. That's pretty interesting.
Folks, thanks for tuning in. If you have something to share with us, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. Thanks for listening on great radio stations like KBHB in Sturgis, South Dakota. Thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.